St. Bridget, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord God, we give you thanks for all your saints who sought the trackless footprints of your feet, who took into their own a hand unseen and heard a voice whose silence was complete. In every word and deed they spoke of Christ, and in their life gave glory to his name. Their love was unconsumed, a burning bush, of which the Holy Spirit was the flame. Blessed Trinity, may yours be endless praise for all who lived so humbly in your sight. Your holy ones who walked dark ways in faith now share the joy of your unfailing light. I will keep myself chaste for you. I will meet you, the bridegroom, carrying a brightly shining lamp. Psalm 121. I rejoiced when I heard them say, "Let us go to God's house," and now our feet are standing within your gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is built as a city, strongly compact. It is there that the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord. For Israel's law it is, they are to praise the Lord's name. There were set the thrones of judgment of the house of David. For the peace of Jerusalem pray, peace be to your homes. May peace reign in your walls, in your palaces peace. For love of my brethren and friends I say, peace upon you. For the love of the house of the Lord I will ask for your good. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. I will keep myself chaste for you. I will meet you, the bridegroom, carrying a brightly shining lamp. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. Psalm 126. If the Lord does not build a house, in vain do its builders labour. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest, you who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly, sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing, the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows! He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, they shall see God. My firm hope will not be moved, it is based on Christ like a house on a rock. A canticle from Ephesians chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. He chose us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him. He destined us in love to be his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the purpose of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he freely bestowed on us in the Beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace, which he lavished upon us. He has made known to us in all wisdom and insight the mystery of his will, according to his purpose, which he set forth in Christ. His purpose he set forth in Christ as a plan for the fullness of time, to unite all things in him, things in heaven and things on earth. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My firm hope will not be moved. It is based on Christ, like a house on a rock. Scripture reading from Romans chapter 8. We are well assured that everything helps to secure the good of those who love God, those whom he has called in fulfilment of his design. All those who from the first were known to him, he has destined from the first to be moulded into the image of his Son, who is thus to become the eldest born among many brethren. So predestined he called them, so called he justified them, so justified he glorified them. Responsory. God has chosen her, he chose her before she was born. God has chosen her, he chose her before she was born. He brought her to live in his own dwelling place. God has chosen her, he chose her before she was born. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. God has chosen her, he chose her before she was born. You have left all things and have followed me. You will be repaid 100 times over and gain eternal life. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me. Holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. You have left all things and have followed me. You will be repaid 100 times over and gain eternal life. Intercessions. Through the holy women, let us pray to the Lord for all the needs of his church. Lord, remember your church. Through the woman martyrs who overcame death with undying courage, strengthen your church in times of trial. Lord, remember your church. Through the married women who graced the life of the human family, renew the church in her apostolic mission. Lord, remember your church. Through all widows who sanctified loneliness with prayer and hospitality, make your church a telling sign of your love for all the world. Lord, remember your church. Through all the mothers who introduced their children to the kingdom of God and true human life in society, may your church bring all to eternal life and salvation. Lord, remember your church. Through all the holy women who lived in the light of your glory, grant to the faithful departed the everlasting vision of happiness. Lord, remember your church. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us pray. Lord our God, as St. Bridget contemplated your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you revealed to her the mysteries of his passion. Grant that we may rejoice in time to come in the revelation of your glory. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen. Let us praise the Lord. Thanks be to God.